It's an odd marketing strategy for an industry to assail its own customers. Yet, that's what the monopolistic meatpacking industry, led by such huge conglomerates as Tyson, Smithfield, JBS, and Hormel, that control nearly 70% of America's pork market, is doing. Just shut up and eat your bacon, the industry shrieks. The target of their corporate tantrum is the growing grassroots movement of consumers, animal rights advocates, farmers, and others who are dismayed and disgusted by Big Pork's profiteering on animal cruelty. None of your business, shout the executives, lobbyists, lawyers, and far-rent politicians who run the torturous system. But gutsy groups like the Humane Society made their way inside the industry's animal factories, videoing such mass horrors as thousands of pregnant sows locked for 16 weeks at a time in gestation crates so small the animals can't even turn around. In 2018, such exposés prompted 60% of California voters to approve a ballot initiative outlawing the use of these inhumane crates. Adding plutocratic stupidity to their greed, the pork barons then sued the people for overreaching their power. Yes, the pork profiteers actually asserted that democracy, i.e. people power, must not interfere with, quote, sound business practices. Never mind that few of us uncorporatized commoners consider animal suffering to be a sound practice. Even the corporate coddling Supreme Court gagged at the industry's claim that it has the sovereign power to dictate what type of pork chops are available to the public. This month, in an Oddfellow 5-4 decision rendered by two progressive judges and three corporatists, the court ruled that policy choices like these usually belong to the people. Well, yes, and to the animals. This is Jim Hightower saying, here's an example of how grassroots activism matters in important ways. To stay involved, go to humanesociety.org.
The Hightower Radio Lowdown is made possible by you subscribers to Jim Hightower's Lowdown on Substack. Find us at jimhightower.substack.com.